From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the death toll continues to climb in southwestern Colombia after a massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers swept through the town of Mocoa, destroying homes and infrastructure. So far, at least 206 people are reported dead. Red Cross officials said 202 people were injured, with at least 220 others missing. On Saturday, President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador and declared a state of public calamity. He said, "We will do everything possible to help families, not only to help the families who lost their loved ones, but all of them who lost their homes." Video from the scene showed flattened buildings and mounds of crumpled cars and uprooted trees as dazed residents surveyed the scene and rescuers pulled the injured and the dead from the wreckage. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Venezuela's Supreme Court said Saturday that it would abandon measures to strengthen President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power after it was widely and harshly criticized. In a ruling posted on its website, the Supreme Court said it was overturning its decision to diminish the legislative powers of the General Assembly, a move that many opponents had called a coup d'etat. Maduro's opponents and international powers, including the United States and governments across Latin America, had condemned the Venezuelan Supreme Court's move. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Paraguay's President Horacio Cartes fired the country's interior minister and top police official on Saturday following the killing of a young opposition party leader. Cartes said he had accepted the resignations of Interior Minister Miguel Tadeo Rojas and Police Commander Crispulo Sotelo after violent overnight clashes sparked by a secret Senate vote for a constitutional amendment to allow presidential re-election. Meanwhile, mourners carried the body of Rodrigo Quintana through the streets of Asunción after he was killed by what opposition leaders say was a rubber bullet fired by police. The 25-year-old Quintana was shot when police raided the headquarters of the opposition Liberal Party's youth branch. Authorities said 30 people, including some opposition leaders, were injured when rioters set fire to Parliament late Friday to protest that bill that would allow the country's president to serve more than one term. At least 18 people, including three children, were injured when a bonfire effigy exploded at a town carnival outside Paris Saturday. Organizers had poured gasoline on a wooden figure preparing for a bonfire that normally concludes the annual town carnival in Villepinte, north of the capital. Emergency workers said the effigy exploded when it was reignited by remote control, showering chunks of burning wood and splinters onto a crowd of several hundred people. Five of those injured were in serious condition, but no one's life was in danger. Authorities said most victims suffered burns. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike in al-Anbar province. The report Saturday said Ayad al-Jumaili and several other Islamic State commanders were killed in a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in western Iraq. Citing a statement from Iraqi military intelligence officials, the report described Jumaili, also known as Abu Yahya, as an Islamic State war minister. Jumaili, who once served as an intelligence officer under Saddam Hussein, joined the Sunni insurgency after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Analysts say he has since answered directly to Baghdadi. And Israeli police said they shot and killed a Palestinian man Saturday after he stabbed three people in the old city of Jerusalem. Two Israelis were lightly wounded. The third person has more serious injuries. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.